And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of July, 2015. 1952, on this date, the archipelago of Puerto Rico became a self-governing commonwealth of the United States. And one year after, one of the largest migrations in the world occurred. More than 70,000 Puerto Ricans emigrated to the United States, to New York, New Jersey, and Florida. 1897, on this date, Jack London set out to join the Klondike Gold Rush in the Yukon. He did not come back with gold, but he came back with stories, which became The Son of the Wolf, came out in 1900, and in a few short years, Jack London was the most successful writer in America. 1814, on this date, a man named George Stephenson made the first successful demonstration of the steam locomotive. It took place in northern England. His engine pulled 8 loaded wagons of 30 tons, about 4 miles an hour, up a hill. It's the birthday of Eric Hoffer, the writer, New York City, 1902, who said, "When people are free to do as they please, they usually imitate each other." It was on this day, 1788, that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart entered into his catalog the completion of his Symphony No. 40 in G minor, the great G minor symphony. It was towards the end of his life. Things were not going well. An infant daughter had died a few weeks before. He'd moved into a cheaper apartment. He was begging friends for loans. But in the summer of 1788, he wrote his last three symphonies, No. 39 in E-flat, the symphony in G minor, and the Jupiter symphony. It's not known if he heard any of them in his lifetime. It's the birthday of Ilias Kanedi, born in Rusa, Bulgaria, 1905. Grew up in a part of Bulgaria so ethnically diverse that his grandfather had to speak 17 languages in order to operate a grocery store. Ilias Kanedi wrote a novel called The Tower of Babel, and also a book about crowds and their importance in history, Crowds and Power, came out in 1960. And it's the birthday of the saxophonist Johnny Hodges, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1906. Took up the saxophone when he was 14 years old. He joined Duke Ellington's orchestra when he was 22, and he was a mainstay of the band until he died in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled The Blues. Much of what is said here must be said twice, a reminder that no one takes an immediate interest in the pain of others. Nobody will listen, it would seem, if you simply admit your baby left you early this morning, she didn't even stop to say goodbye. But if you sing it again with the help of the band, which will now lift you to a higher, more ardent and beseeching key, people will not only listen, they will shift to the sympathetic edges of their chairs, moved to such acute anticipation by that chord and the delay that follows. They will not be able to sleep unless you release with one finger a scream from the throat of your guitar and turn your head back to the microphone to let them know you're a hard-hearted man, but that woman's sure gonna make you cry. A poem by Billy Collins, The Blues, from Sailing Alone Around the Room, published by Random House. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.